2NURFM on the cusp of another weekend, another week of NRL action, and joining us from, well, the guy's been in control pretty much all week. It's usually me, and I'm still struggling with the fact that I'm not in control, is our producer Rob. G'day, mate.
How you going, Mark? Nice to be on the other side.
It is. You're actually doing all the work for us, but we need to state I'm still in front of you on the footy tipping comp at 2NURFM.com, so I'm happy about that.
That's okay. Well, I pronounce myself as the 2NURFM football expert, but I'm beginning to make some nice improvements. 7 from 7 last week, so I like to think that in some way makes up for my abysmal 1 out of 8 a few weeks ago.
Well, you don't get better than 7 out of 7. Where are you sitting at again? 300 and something?
Just moved up to 394, so slow and steady. I always said it would slow and steady, but at the end I'm going to get to the top.
This is one of those, the only poll that counts is election day kind of a thing. I think it is. Well, I'm 349, so I'm still in front of you. Once we swap over, We won't be having the conversation anymore.
Don't discuss it anymore.
No, this weekend's game, Sharks and Storm.
Going to be a cracking tonight. Cracker tonight. First playing second. Cooper Cronk out for Melbourne, so that's going to be a big blow to them. And at Shark Park, it's going to be hard to see Cronulla getting beaten. So look for the Sharks to go back to back.
Are you going against the Knights this week as they play Manly?
Love the Manly-Newcastle rivalry. It's great memories of the 1997 Grand Final. Darren Albert scoring the last 7 seconds to win. Can't see it happening for the Knights, but hopefully the young players keep improving, so one of these days we're going to get back to the glory days. So, but it's at Lotto Land, hard to see Manly getting beaten.
And Brisbane have got the Bunnies.
Big news coming out of this one. Ben Hunt has been dropped by Wayne Bennett, so Cody Nikorima to start back at halfback. Now, with Nikorima at halfback this year, Brisbane are unbeaten. Souths are just in a world of pain at the moment. I can't see Brisbane getting beat, especially up in Brisbane.
Gold Coast have got the Warriors.
Well, I have no idea what's going on with the Warriors. I've said all year, don't touch them with a 10-foot pole. Ryan Hoffman, great story for him. He's going to play his 300th game for the Warriors after starting his career, long storied career with Melbourne. Titans, they weren't great last week, but against the Warriors, you have to go with the Titans.
Penrith have got Canberra.
Yeah, Penrith, they're heading down to Bathurst once again. They've turned that into a bit of a regular fixture. Raiders, they were okay last week. Penrith, outstanding against your Bulldogs, Mark. we'll get to that in a little bit, but Penrith, they seem to have worked out the formula, and I'm liking Penrith a lot.
Let's be honest, you don't get better than 38 to nothing. I'll take that any game of the week. It'd be better if it was my team that had the 38, not the nothing, but that's okay. A game we're watching with great interest as well, we've got the Eels and the Cowboys.
I think this is going to be the match of the round, and so much so, I think that Parramatta, from what I've seen the last couple of weeks, they're my dark horse for the competition. I love what they're doing at the moment. They seem to have a great mixture of players. They're playing really well. And I always enjoy Parramatta when they're playing well because, you know, rugby league's going well when Parramatta's playing well.
And Tigers and Roosters?
Well, I can't see anything other than a massive Roosters win on Sunday afternoon at Campbelltown. Tigers, they've just got nothing going right at the moment. They just seem like a club that's lost for identity. They just aren't playing well on the field. They've got problems off the field, and the Roosters just working their way up. So I think big things expected of the Roosters this year.
And we end with the Queen's Birthday Clash. Do you think the Bulldogs can bounce back against St. George?
One word answer, no. No, short and sweet. Dragons playing very well at the moment. They've got their players back, their best players back. It's going to be a Dragons win, I'm expecting, and a bit more pain for you as a Bulldogs fan.
Well, you know, I've just had a thought. I don't really care how well I do in the footy tipping comp. I mean, I do. I'd like to get better. But as long as I beat you at the end of the season, I'm okay. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick every team that you pick. So therefore, we're going to have the same result.
Okay.
So therefore, we're not going to swap over. We'll be the same.
At first, I thought you were going to go with an opposite theory, but so you're ahead of me at the moment. So therefore, you just need to keep that the same?
That would be very unsportsmanlike, but I'm thinking about giving it a go.
All right. Well, I'll catch you next week, Mark.
Right, mate. You're off to Dubbo, so back home for a few days.
Back home for a few days, so I'll be back next week.
Has anybody worn Dubbo?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? They don't know that Rob's coming back.
Maybe. Who knows? All righty. That's a look at NRL action. Good luck for your team, whichever team that is. If it's the Knights, it's the Eels, the Bulldogs, whoever. Have a great weekend of NRL action. It is 17 to midday here at 2NURFM.